welcome to the Manifest with Mini weekly family meeting, aka the podcast. If you have ever worried, why do I keep doubting myself, even though I know deep down I am made for big things, you are not alone. Every week I'm blending the practical and the spiritual, the masculine and the feminine, so that you can manifest your life and business of complete freedom. So for all my bougie spiritual souls out there, you are exactly where you need to be right now. Hello, I'm so glad you're here with me today. This episode that we are kicking off the podcast with is not going to disappoint. And what it's going to do is take away a lot of confusion as you take these paradoxes and start implementing them and doing the self-reflection on which side of the paradox you're sitting on now and maybe where you need to be as well. So what I've heard from a lot of people is that they are confused by the action steps that they should be taking in manifestation because of the free information that is online and how it seems to contradict itself. So we're going to look at four main paradoxes or contradictions that you've probably heard around manifestation, creating what you want, spiritual healing, and all of the topics that I love. So the first one that we're going to talk about is positive focus versus looking at negative emotions and doing shadow work and healing. The second one that we're going to clear up is the law of attraction and waiting for things to come to you versus going out there and making it happen and taking action. The third one is the belief of you can manifest anything in the world. And the second, the contradiction to that is there are limitations on what you can manifest. You cannot create a change that goes against science, for example. Is something that you may have heard other people say. And the fourth and final contradicting advice piece slash paradox that we're going to look into is, does vibration matter? So we have, you know, the things that you may have heard saying you need to stay high vibe or vibration matters. It's really important to like protect your energy, stay in that vibration where you're going to be a match to what you desire. And then the other side of the coin that says, if you believe it's possible, then it's done. Doesn't matter whether you're happy, sad, whether you're kind of in alignment or not. A vibration doesn't matter. That's just a myth. And you can actually just declare that you are going to have anything and just keep assuming that it's true and it will happen. So, of course, I'm sure you can imagine how important it is to know, okay, are some of these things just lies? Is that why people are saying them, or are they mistaken? Why has this kind of division happened? And I found it really interesting how that split was really evident on TikTok at a certain point, I feel, where you had a certain group of people saying you need to follow the law of attraction, where you need to look at your vibration, you need to attract these things to you. And then you had another group of people saying you need to follow the law of assumption, and you just decide it's true, you just assume it, you just live as if it's already happened, and doesn't matter if you're like the saddest, most unhealed person in the world, it's still going to happen for you. And that was very confusing for a lot of people, and it's like this choosing sides things. And what we're going to understand a lot today is that black and white thinking doesn't work within manifestation, because manifestation is about using the laws of the universe. And what we know with the laws of the universe is that polarity exists, and that a lot of time in almost every single situation that I've ever been able to think of, there is true and false in both sides. Now, with social media, it's important to remember that extreme viewpoints that are polarizing and contrasting are interesting, and they create a lot of reaction in people. So it gets a lot of engagement. So that gets pushed a lot, and you're going to see these really extreme viewpoints on either side. So I find it really valuable and important to remember that you can find truth in almost everything. And anything that someone is saying, there is probably some truth in there. So a really grounding question to help you not get stuck in that black and white mindset between the different opinions you might be hearing online is to ask yourself, what can I learn from the viewpoint that I don't believe in? What can I learn from the viewpoint that I don't like? You know, maybe there's a belief, or maybe it's the law of attraction and thinking that you need to be high vibe, and right now you're really depressed, so you don't like that viewpoint and you'd rather go with law of assumption. What can you learn? What value could be added from your life by looking at the viewpoint that you don't want to believe is true? What can you learn from the person that you hate the most in this world? I mean, hopefully you don't hate anyone. It's one of those extreme black and white things. Well, what can you learn from the person that you really dislike? Starting to ask these sort of questions for your brain is going to help you to get out of the confusion of the paradox of how can this be true and this be true as well. And it's going to start to open your mind up to holding both truths. And this is a skill which I have been developing, and I think comes very naturally to me anyway, because compassion has always been a big part of my just blueprint of who I am as a person. So when you ask the question, what can I learn from a person that I really don't like, or a belief that doesn't feel good to me, you not only gain some understanding that you wouldn't have gained before, train your brain to think in a different way, you also start to get some level of compassion for that person, compassion and understanding for that person or that belief. And that is going to really help your mind to go out of the realm of duality. One must be right, one must be wrong. And when you start to do that, a lot of this stuff is going to become way less confusing, because you're not going to be looking for which one is right and which one is wrong. And you're going to be looking for what is right in both of the extremes and what is wrong in both of the extremes. And then you can have the best of both worlds. It's not confusing anymore. With each piece of advice that you're hearing, with each lesson, with each manifestation practice you do, with each healing practice you do, that is going to be your experimentation ground of what can I take from this belief and this way of doing things, and what does not work. And when you piece that all together with understanding, it's actually super clear. So let's dive in. That was a long introduction, but I think it sets you up for the mindset going into this, that the truth is beyond the duality of one being right and one being wrong. And the truth where you're going to find clarity and understanding of this stuff is in holding both of the contradicting beliefs within you at the same time. So, first one, positive focus versus looking at the negative. The truth that we can find in positive focus is that what you focus on, you will expand. What you measure grows. So if you want to attract more money, and you start looking at all the money that's around you, you start looking at how abundant you are, you start looking at all the opportunities that you could make money, you start doing all of those great positive focus things around money, that's going to help you. So we can find truth there. The missing piece when we take that extreme as the only truth, that we just need to focus positive, is that what you're consciously focusing on is not what your being is actually focusing on, because your being is 95% subconscious. So as much as we can choose to focus positively, our subconscious is likely to have traumas, wounds, limiting beliefs that are actually causing us to not be in a positive focus. Even though you're saying, I'm going to focus on how much money I have, I'm going to focus on how much money I have, your subconscious is saying, you're not going to be able to make your bills. What if you're unsuccessful forever and everyone knows that you're not good enough? And so not looking at the negative is actually holding you back from having true positive focus, which is running through not just your conscious, but your subconscious also. So it is true that we need to focus positively on aligning to what we want to manifest. But to get to that place, we have to intentionally work through the negative stuff that would hold us back in our subconscious from that positive focus. And the important thing to remember with that is just choosing your intention. So the confusion then comes in, okay, well, when do I know if it's time to like look at that stuff or if it's time to focus positive? So the question of focusing negatively, it's like, why are you doing it? So if you are in a situation where you, let's stay with the money example, you want to make more money this month, and you set yourself a goal of making £5,000 this month, but you start to have some negative thoughts coming up. Now, why are you thinking those negative thoughts? If you are doing shadow work and healing, which we said is helping us get towards positive focus, then that needs to be an intentional set time. And you can do that in any moment. You could just be sitting in your car and you're just waiting in your car and those negative thoughts come up. You can notice I'm having some negative thoughts. What should I do? Should I switch to the positive, or should I look into them? Well, if they're there right now, it's asking you to look at them. So I think there's usually always a moment for us to take for that. And so you can just set the intention. I've just set the intention to allow these negative thoughts and emotions to be within my body, for that to be safe, and for them to show me if I need to see anything from them. And you can take 60 seconds to just feel rather than run, because what we resist, we persist. So the more we isolate and make the bad feelings and thoughts wrong, as we try to run towards positive focus, the more that we do that, the more that they're going to have power over us, because they're in the shadows, in the dark. So instead of doing that, we can just turn the light on, set the intention to allow these emotions to be here in my body for this next minute, and just feel the discomfort, feel where the emotion is in your body. How does it feel? What are the thoughts that are coming up attached to that? Is there any messages coming through? What, just observing anything. If it needs to come through, it will come through. And that's the thing as well. It's like, how do I uncover, like, what is the subconscious block? How do I uncover the root? When it is ready to come up in its time, it is going to come up, as you use the right tools, of course, and follow these sorts of pathways to that understanding. But so the time to focus on the negative is when you're doing it intentionally for your healing. If you're focusing on the negative in the way of just obsessing over everything that could go wrong without any direction, without any positive intention behind it, that's not going to serve you in any way. That's just spiraling. So that's the time when positive focus can come in and be true. When we allow ourselves to set the intention and have remind ourselves that it's safe to feel those negative things, to think about those negative things that we're thinking about already but trying to hide, we allow that to be safe. We take away a lot of power from that negativity. And then in the times when we're not choosing to be with a tool, be in our journal, be feeling it in our body, be doing inner child work, when we're not choosing to intentionally look at the negative things for our positive reason, we can then focus on positive thoughts. So when we notice, oh, I'm just having a load of negative thoughts and emotions spiraling within me with no positive intention, it's not actually, maybe it's just a habit at this point. Okay, this is a good time for me to switch to just putting those thoughts in the bin, cancel, clear, delete, and let me just think about what could go right. Let me just focus on the positive right now. And if that works, then you're going to be like, great. And for a lot of times it will. If you feel like some resistance in that positive, or that those negative emotions are just feeling so loud that it's difficult for you to switch to the positive, then that's when you're like, ah, okay, here's a mental note. There's some stuff that's trying to come up here. There's some stuff that needs to be released. So I'm going to do some deeper work. I'm going to choose to look at these negative things. I'm going to set some intentional time aside to look at these negative things so that I can get back to my positive focus. Okay, I hope we are taking notes, looking at how we're going to apply this, because information is, it has two purposes. I think unlocking the understanding within you. So hopefully just by listening to this stuff, you're going to be downloading some new perspectives that are going to shift how you act. But that really important piece of action. So if there's any things that you want to try out from this, there's anything that's coming up of like, oh yeah, actually I could use that cancel, clear, delete, put the thoughts in the bin and check in if that works or if I need to go deeper, then write those down. Get your phone up now, put it in a note thing on your phone, you know, and make sure to take action on that. Number two, attracting versus action. So with this awesome paradox, we have the knowing that you are a magnet who attracts those things to you, and the universe is going to bring those desires to you. The other side of that coin, the polarity point to that, is that you are the you are the initiator, not the reaction. You are the one who's going to bring it to you, because you are also the universe, and your action is going to be the fuel to bring that desire from your thought world into reality. So balancing these beliefs is a lot about knowing where you are and knowing your nature. Now, the thing with this one is it plays really strongly into, because what we're actually looking at here when we're talking about attracting and receiving and allowing it to come to you versus making it happen, taking the action, is we're looking at masculine versus feminine energy. So when we say that one of them is true, we're saying we only need feminine energy to manifest. We only need to attract. Or we're saying we only need masculine energy to manifest and make something happen. We just need to hustle hard enough. Now, what we know about masculine and feminine energy is that it's about the balance. It doesn't take a woman to make a baby, or it doesn't take a man to make a baby, and we can't argue over which one should make the baby. We know that the combination of that masculine and feminine is what births the new creation. So what you have to ask yourself is, where am I on that? Which energy am I leaning most heavily into? Am I leaning into waiting for it to happen, being open to receive, being creative about it, just allowing myself to expansively believe in all potentials without needing to know the how? Is that where I am? Maybe the spark that I need then for my creation, the other balance side to that, is actually looking at the law of action. What do I need to do to create it? How can I go out there and make it happen? How can I move towards it rather than waiting for it to come to me? And that's going to be really powerful for you if your natural nature is to be in that feminine side and to wait and to receive and to flow and to not have a plan and to see how it goes. However, if you're out there and you need to know how it's going to happen, you're making a plan every day, you've got your to-do list, you've got your five-year plan, and you're actioning everything, and you're reaching out to 20 people a day that you think could help you to make more money or grow your business or this, that, the other, and you're going out into the dating world and you're chasing everyone, then, and that's your natural nature, that's what comes natural to you, then a lot of the time what you're going to need to spark that creation, to be in that balance that is able to birth something, is to sit back, to relax, is to rest, to manifest, is to allow it to come to you and to allow yourself to not know, to allow yourself to release control. And what you're going to find is the one that is against your, what comes naturally to you, is going to feel uncomfortable. And what we know is being outside your comfort zone creates amazing, mind-blowing manifestation results. And since one of these probably comes naturally to you, and it comes down to your soul blueprint of how you're made, you know, how all the stars aligned when you're born, the numerology, the family that your soul chose to come into, and all of those things. And leading on from that, what did that family instill on you as how life is and how you should act and how you should be? And then what did you choose to watch and read and pick up around you, and all those things is going to decide which one of those that you naturally fall into. And naturally, because it's more comfortable with the one that's natural to us, we're probably going to want to follow the spiritual teachers, follow the business coaches, et cetera, that give us an echo chamber for that and that support that. That tell us, yes, that's right. What you need is more of that masculine strategy. What you need is to find the right manifestation method, do it 20 times a day. And you're going to feel like, yeah, that feels good for me. That feels comfortable. Let me keep doing that. Versus the person whose nature is to be on the feminine side. And they're just going to want to listen to Abraham Hicks all day and to listen about receiving and releasing control. And they're going to be like, yeah, this is great. Whereas what we need, and that comes back to that question that we asked earlier on, what can we learn from the person that we don't like? What can we learn from the belief that feels like, ugh, this isn't nice. I don't want to take action. I don't want to have to go out and do really scary things. I just want to manifest it to me. Or, oh, this isn't nice. I don't want to have to just sit back and release when I know I could be taking all this action and I have all this energy in me. So looking at which one of those feels uncomfortable to you, and that's like giving you the ding, 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 this is where you need to be looking next. So the equation for attraction versus action becomes an and rather than an or. And it's about looking at which of those you need within you, which of those is most triggering to you probably, and then experimenting with what insane result that could bring you. Third paradox out of our four today is you can manifest anything versus there are limitations. So the you can manifest anything comes from the truth that we are energetic beings, right? The physical world is an illusion. The laws of science, the laws of physics, gravity, is all an illusion beyond our physical form, which is true and great and an amazing awakening point for so many of us. But then we move through that, or you may be in that space and you may hear some people say there are limits to what you can manifest. In that, those limits come in many forms. So one limit is the limits of the laws of physics. So it goes against the laws of physics that you would be able to manifest yourself to be in Miami in 2 minutes when you are currently in London. Like, that goes against the laws of physics, right? So that's a limitation of what you can manifest. It goes against the laws of physics that you're going to be 10 foot tall tomorrow if you're going to sleep tonight as a 5'5" woman. So those, therefore, are going against that belief that you can manifest anything, right? And I think that that's quite, when we put it that way, to me, it seems that that should be fairly logical to understand, because your soul is not in its full expansive form right now. If your soul was in its full expansive form, then you would have all the money in the world, but you wouldn't have any challenges to overcome. You wouldn't even be thinking about this question, right? Because you'd just be pure energy and pure love, with absolutely, as it says, no limitation, which is your true soul's form, completely unlimited. However, your soul has chose to come into the limitations of a 3D reality. 3D reality means we have time constraints, we have space constraints, we have the laws of physics, which are constraining us. We have a human brain, which puts so much constraints on our full, expansive, limitless soul, right? Because now we have survival instincts. So that brings up fears within us. And that is no coincidence. You know, none of this is a mistake. It's not like, oh God, we really messed up there. What would we do coming into this earth and coming into human bodies? That is in existence perfectly, just like everything is. And I think that that's something that can help us to get out of confusion of like, what's going wrong? It's just remembering if it's in existence, it is perfect. It is supposed to be that way. So we are supposed to have those constraints and those limitations. So they are temporary limitations, let's say, as humans, that we can't do necessarily all of these physics bending stuff immediately with the 3D, you know, time space continuum. However, it's also coming from an unlimited place, because it came from your unlimited choice as a soul to be able to incarnate into this existence. And it comes from the unlimited soul growth that you're getting from experiencing these challenges. So beyond the, you know, laws of physics, what other limitations? Are there other limitations on what we can manifest, like based on our beliefs, or based on who we are, based on does growing up in a certain country with a certain level of social status, all of these things, does that hold us back from the potential that we could manifest? I would definitely say that my answer to that is no, it doesn't, as long as you're willing to do the work to overcome the limitations. So it's like those physical laws of physics, etc., are limitations that we can say are more like stone. And then the other limitations that we come up against in manifestation, such as my parents were really poor and really instilled in me that like, we're just not the type of people that would ever make money, where we don't have that status in society, we come from this rough area. That's gonna limit you at some point, right? You're probably gonna have to do more healing work than a person who grew up in a hugely abundant household whose parent was a movie star, and that's why their path is might be easier to manifesting more money, because they don't have to overcome those mindset blocks. But it's also important to remember that you're not a victim of that, and you chose to be in that family who didn't have the abundance, who didn't have the social status. You chose to be there because that's what your soul needed at that time. So you can throw yourself into that work knowing it is 100% nourishing your soul and exactly what you need. And the levels of, you know, balance is always happening. So the level of blessings that you will receive and the true soul nourishment that you will get from those blessings are going to be equivalent to the challenge and the discomfort that you went through to unlock that blessing. So there's those physical limitations that are in stone. There are the limitations that we just need to move through that our soul chose. Finally, last but not least, vibration. Does vibration matter? Do we need to be in the right vibrational state, in the right energy in ourselves, in the right emotion? Or do we just assume it? We just decide, I am rich, and even if I'm depressed, anxious, fearful, a bad person, if I'm not high vibe, it's going to happen because I believe it. This question gets into so many soul levels on why are you manifesting and what do you want to manifest? So the powerful truth behind the law of assumption and vibration doesn't matter is that you can manifest things like money without being a good, high vibrational, happy person. So that can be freeing. However, then we're asking, it's like the example that's often used there is like, yeah, look at all these unhappy people that manage to manifest all this money, maybe from a place of fear. And yeah, they did it. So that's great. And look at all these people who do bad things and yet still they manage to manifest money. Great. Well, why do you want to do, why is that a goal then? Why is that something that we would want? Is a question that comes up then. But knowing that that's true, I think can also be freeing. So it's like, what can we learn from this belief that, you know, for me, I don't really like that. I don't like those people who are bad people and have done not good things to manifest money. Of course, I don't like those people, really. But we can learn from them that it's possible. And that, therefore, well, what was it about then? If it wasn't about how happy they were that made them more rich, what was it? Yes, it was their belief that it was their belief and their focus on it. They focused their attention on there. They measured it, so it grows. Whatever you measure, it grows. And so that just tells us a fundamental truth. Now, what we can do as the more wholesome, whole-rounded spiritual beings that I know are listening here today is we can take that truth and put it into our filter. How can we use that then? Okay, so where I focus, what I believe, that's what's going to happen. So that's great. That gives us a lot of manifestation power, we knowing that. Where the vibration comes in then is maybe you want to be a person who is abundantly rich from serving others and helping others, and you're doing good things in the world and you feel so fulfilled from all your money and you're able to share that money with your family. Now, the reason why those people who manifest money from that place of fear, they still feel the fear after they have the money. So we see on the outside a physical change, but that internal was there. They were a vibrational match to that reality that they are now living in. So we're saying, yes, they didn't need to be happy, but they did still have to be a vibrational match. So if we want to be a vibrational match to a happy reality, then we do need to look at the vibration as well, rather than just the belief of I can have money, right? If we want to have a more specific emotion that we create alongside the physical changes. So I think what's really getting confused there is vibration as being happiness and all of the external things that people would want, for example, lots of money or a partner or all these different things being high vibrational. So the equation is not, if I'm really happy, then I will get outside success. The equation is, if I'm a vibrational match to the reality I want, it will have to exist. And in fact, even if I'm not focusing on what my vibration is, how high or low vibe I am, whatever I am aligning to subconsciously, whatever I believe, whatever my energy is, I am going to attract more of that. I am going to be a vibrational match to that, and I'm going to attract it whether I want to or not. So the money that you want, how do you want that to come in? How do you want that to feel? What sort of money do you want to be a vibrational match to? Is the question that we want to ask. And the way that we go about that then is the emotion. How would it feel if you made loads and loads of money doing something amazing and you loved it and you were able to give and share with others from that abundance that you created? How would that feel? Align to that vibration now. Do the things that make you feel that feeling now, because our emotions is kind of a guidance system for us to track in on where we are vibrating, right? Because we don't measure our frequency like numerically as humans, you know. We're not like, where am I? What electromagnetic field am I emanating right now? We're not testing ourselves with scientific equipment. So the soul-led gift that we have is our emotions to check into what vibration we're at. And whatever vibration we're at, we're going to create results that are a match to that. So could you make money? Could you attract a partner while being in the vibration of anger? Yes, but that money, that partner is going to also be a match to, is going to have to be a match to anger to come into your reality. So yes, you can manifest it, but why would you even look there? Like, you're just going to be at a next level of needing to manifest, but with money and a partner that probably will make you more angry, right? Because they were a vibrational match to anger in the first place. So I think what we really learn from this is what we believe and we assume that we are going to create, we do create. The vibration that we are in at the time when we set those beliefs, the emotions that we're feeling is what we are going to expand, is what we're going to attract more of. So if we want to do this in a holistic way, we need to look at our emotional vibration state and our belief system. And that is the, again, putting an and instead of an or there is going to allow us to have all of those amazing, shiny external things that we want and feel freaking amazing doing it and having not just those things that we say that we want. I think the most powerful thing for me has been getting the blessings that exceeded what I could even imagine. And that is what's possible with vibration as well, because you're just attracting more and more and more of that. Even if you haven't actually set the decision to manifest it, you just attracted it by being in a vibrational match to it. And I say to myself sometimes, if I had manifested exactly what I want at each point that I said, this is what I want, my life would be so much worse than it is right now. And that shows us how important it is to not just focus on the external, because you're going to cut yourself off from so many blessings. But so instead of the, I will get money and that is going to make me feel joyful and inspired to be alive, focus on the joyful and inspired to be alive and all the external factors that you need around you. Maybe more money than you thought you would need for that. Maybe a better house than you thought you would need for that. Maybe certain types of friends that you didn't know you would need. They are all going to just slot, line up into place for you when you focus on what reality you want to be living in, what vibration you want to live in. All those external factors are going to fit in so much better than you can really truly plan as a human with those limits of the human brain that we talked about. So leaving you with those four things today, I hope that there has become some cohesion in your brain of how these things that can seem like such opposite realities are actually coexisting all within the truth of the universe. If you want to get a deeper understanding on, you know, those universal truths that tie all of these different viewpoints together, then I would recommend the 12 Universal Laws Masterclass, where I have a training that goes into all of those laws. I have a meditation to help you integrate them on a soul and subconscious level, along with affirmations and a printout to, again, just help you to really take those in, understand those spiritual foundational truths that make your discernment so much sharper, that you understand how it works. So when you see something that doesn't fit into that, you know why it's not fitting in, where to fit it in, and what to do about it. And you don't constantly have to look outside for the answers, because you already know how this game is playing. Now that you know the rules of the game, now that you know how the game's actually working, you can find the loopholes, you can find the traps that are going to suck you in, and you can find the things that are going to, you know, shoot you. It's like snakes and ladders. You can be aware of the extreme advice that if you go all in on it is going to be a snake that shoots you down further away from your manifestations, and the little bits of advice or the little bits of balance that are going to be ladders that are going to shoot you up closer and faster to your manifestations. So that's the 12 Universal Laws Masterclass. I'll link it below, and you can purchase that for £36. Other than that, you can find me on Instagram for more free goodies at Manifest with Minnie, TikTok at Manifest with Minnie, and tune in for our next episode. Sending you lots of love. Have a beautiful day.